I'd like to ask the question, practically speaking, since I have only just prescribed sunitinib for the first time. It comes in different doses. Because it's so expensive, do you choose to use multiple pills so you're able to dose reduce, or do you start at the higher dose? Do you do the 50, or do you prescribe, like, you can't do 37.5 if you decide to change if they have a month of the highest dose?
They're stuck with the 50.
Yeah.
I think what people will end up doing is getting the 12.5 milligram tablets and then adding pills.
Or 25. You know, we use the 25s and 12.5 so that you have a little bit of leeway in terms of starting at 50, and then if you need to dose reduce, you can go to 37.5 or 25. That gives them.
So you recommend not starting at the highest dose, even though
we start at the highest dose. We start at 50,
but we'll do it. You don't use the 50 milligram.
We don't use the 50 milligram tablets.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
That having been said, most people in that first cycle will get through with the 50 milligrams. Okay, you only give them one cycle of medication. They'll likely get through, and then as you dose reduce them, the dose reductions will occur over the next 2 to 3 cycles.
But you'll have to write a script for every cycle.
Yeah. I think this points out that these drugs can be used in these organ-impaired patients. They clearly are opening up a segment of patients who we've never treated before with the cytokines. Your experience clearly, and we get calls about this all the time, and I usually say, well, I think with sorafenib you can give this drug in the setting of renal failure. With sunitinib, I have very little data, if any, that tells me you can.
They
but people
to.
Are using it out there right now in this setting, and because they're metabolized in the liver and not excreted, they generally can be given here.
The recommendation that we got, because I have a dialysis patient on each of those two drugs, the recommendation was to go start with 37.5 for sunitinib, and the sorafenib could be given at full dose.
Really? They said full dose?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. How have you been doing with your full dose?
They're both doing fine.
On dialysis at
These
full
people
dose.
Look like your patient that thought it was a placebo.
Yeah.
They're doing fine.
I'm doing good.